Welcome to She Gives a Pod. My name is Shan. Y'all already know. We talking money, honey. Give me the loot. Okay, how to ask for money from these jobs because gas is high as hell. All right. What you don't say or note as far as how you're contributing to a job through your performance will not get the recognition it deserves in coinage. All right. A number that is said when you are going into a job that is too high will basically let the job and the company deny you. All right. If you drop your number too low, you might lowball yourself. You want to make them put the first number out there, okay? How about asking what is your total compensation package for this role, okay? And if there's like a number range, if they offer a base pay, don't be rude about it because that base pay is going to be low. You can just say that's great for a base pay, but what is the expectation to get the higher salary point of this job position, and let them tell you what that entails and then go from there. That is your negotiation space. And I will talk in this episode a bit about when you're there, what you should say in order to have a conversation about maybe a raise in your pay while you're already within the job. Because sometimes, depending on the job, that is optional. We're going to talk about it, okay? Because a lot of y'all are not even asking for more money, but you need more money. A lot of y'all have no plans to leave these jobs, but these jobs will leave you behind. These layoffs are coming through emails. These layoffs are happening during big holidays. These layoffs are happening at the start of the year. They don't care about you having a mortgage. They don't care about you having kids in private school. They don't care about you taking care of your parents and kids and being married. They don't care about your truck notes. They don't care about the fact that losing this job will wreck your life. They don't care. So while you're there, make sure you're asking for the amount of money you need. Okay? The first thing that you want to do before you go on any interview, while you're looking for jobs, is you want to research the job position to see if you actually like it, to see if you're actually willing to do it, and to see if the pay is worth the headache. Because when it comes with people and numbers, where the money at is usually a lot of headache. That is why they get big money, because they have to make the decisions the execs and the CEOs do not want to make, okay? What do people say about this job? What do people say about this job position? What are the pros and cons of this job? How much is the average pay of this job? And what are the credentials that I actually need to be successful and ask for the top salary of this job? That is what you have to research. I don't see how people go into interviews not doing their research about a company and the past employees and the current employees. Why are you going in there blindly? Don't do that, okay? Number two, make sure you're always updating your skills and add in your achievements. Even though you're going to talk about it in your interview, add in your achievements to set you apart from who else is going for that job. Number three, know how low you can accept versus how high is too high to ask for. How comfortable do you need to be? Are you looking more on the side of 6K per month? 74K for salary? 3K per check? Is that enough for you? Be realistic. Are you looking more for 8K per month? 96K for salary? 4K per month? Is that going to keep you comfortable? All right. 5K per month? Like, what are you looking for as far as if I bring this in monthly, I should be okay. I should be able to save. I should be able to treat myself. All right. And be realistic. Four, consider the mental load of a job. Consider if these long hours are for me. Consider the distance you have to drive to and from this job. Do you have kids? Are you taking care of your parents? Do you have a good car? Is it going to be late nights, early mornings? Will you be working from home? Is your home set up to be working from home uninterrupted? Do they provide sick days? Do they have good insurance offers? Can I handle the copay that might come with the insurance? These are all the things you have to think about, because if I have a great job paying me X, Y, and Z amount of money, and they're paying me more money, but it's further distance from my house, most of that salary I'm going to spend in getting to and from that job. Think about it, okay? You have to think it through. 5, always let them know you appreciate their time. After the interview, email them or send them a thank you letter for the interview for the time. 6, present your request respectfully. Based on my experience, blank, and the market research, skills, and achievements that I have, blank. Fill it in appropriately. Based on my experience in blank and my proven track record of blank, I believe a salary of blank is more in line with the value I will bring to this position and to this company. You have to have something to put in there of substance, of value, and they have to be able to see that value compared to their other employees. Ask for the most you would negotiate, okay? For the lesser, keep it in a comfortable window, all right? Don't lowball yourself and be like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna pay my rent. I don't know how I'm gonna pay my truck. I don't know how I'm gonna take care of these kids and pay for daycare. Why would you ask for a low number and then perform horribly at? I'm just going to pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/the-shambypodden-spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. The job. All right. Most jobs do a standard raise of like $1,000, $2,000, you know, depending on where you work. Are you working in real estate? Are you working in finances? Some jobs give you a sign-on bonus. It depends on the company. It depends on the position you're going in there for. Okay. A lot of jobs, if they're taking you from another company, they might ask you straight up, what is your salary range to leave this job position to come on? We'll pay you this and we'll give you a sign-on bonus of this. That's a boost. That is for you to give your numbers of what you want. You can say, I was expecting a salary in the range of X to Y, X to Z. You know what I'm saying? Focus on a value standpoint for the company, not just money, money, money. Because if they see you just want money, money, money for the same job that they're giving for someone who they're paying this, it's not a much of an incentive for them to pay more. Okay. Has your position expanded into more skills that are needed? Have you fulfilled those skills? And if you are currently at a job and you want to check in to see if there's room for negotiation of your pay, go ahead and email your supervisor, hey, can I have a one-on-one for a performance check-in? All right. Once you get that one-on-one, ask the question. Now, back it up by a reason why you're asking it. They don't get to decide. I don't care what y'all relationship with. Y'all could be thick as thieves. They don't get a say if your raise is going to be higher. They have to communicate what you say in that one-on-one to who's above them. And then that person has to communicate what was said in the one-on-one with that supervisor to the person that's above them. And then by that time, someone is deciding. You don't hassle the supervisor. The supervisor will get back to you when they're supposed to get back to you. And if they come back to you with information that you don't like, be prepared to be looking for another job. Because now you done put a red light special on the possibility that you are looking for other work and they're not willing to pay you what you're looking for. Okay? Be prepared for that. What is the budget range for this position? Okay. And this is the thing. I don't know of no job that you get and they keep the job the same. They're always adding more duties onto what they want you to do. So you should be adding more skill sets onto your cover letter, onto your resume as to what you do. Do not let that fall by the wayside. Hello. Where was I? Because I'm on full work now. Don't give that salary that you want, that number range, too soon, because you might lowball yourself on what they were thinking about offering you. When they say, oh, they're happy to share, what is the range for this role? Even though you know it, see if it matches. Because a lot of these companies will put a salary range for the role and be like, oh, we're only paying you this way just to get you in there, okay? If it's a scam, you know what you need to do, okay? You can also say, based on my experience, I would be more open to blank, blank, blank. Like I said earlier in the episode, always do your research. Check Glassdoor, check LinkedIn. Try to talk to some past employees that work there. Where it gives you an option to put in what your salary is that you're looking for. If you can type in words, put market competitive. If you can type in a number, put a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to talk about it. That gives them the idea that, oh, they're going to want to talk about this. Okay. Do not leave money on the table. Do not go in there knowing you had things to say and you didn't say them. Practice, practice, practice. There's so many resources where you can practice, whether it's with yourself, with a friend, with someone that is in a role that you would like to go in one day. They can coach you on like things to say, things to not say. Always keep in mind the budget range for the position. Okay, keep that in mind. Also, you can say the range that is posted is comfortable for me. What is the expectation of this role to target the top of the salary base? Give them something to think about. Okay, make them use that brain. Building your career is completely different from asking for more money. When you are in a mind frame in an interview to build your career, you focus on your value, your attributes, and your skills that you can offer while fishing for a better salary. If your skills will build that company's projects in a better way, they will be more likely to look at your value and maybe offer you a bit more. Okay? After the interview, you can say, can you help me with matching the expectation of the job and my value to the salary expected for this position? Again, give them something to think about. Do not leave that interview saying, oh man, I should have said this. And be confident. They can tell when you're not confident. Be sure of yourself. And if you say a salary that you're looking for and they're trying to lowball you, then you know you have a decision to make. And maybe They might email you with a higher offer. You never know. Think positive, be positive, but always try to negotiate your salary. A lot of people leave money on the table. A lot of these companies are netting billions of dollars per year. So it's not that they don't have it. It's just that they're never put in a position most of the time by people looking for jobs and employees to pay them more. All right. I hope this helped you. This was Give Me the Loot, because I know a lot of y'all need a loot. A lot of y'all deserve the loot. Okay. But a lot of y'all need to get some rest and use that PTO. Bye.